and picked one of the objects out of the rack in the drawer. It was about the size of an egg. One end was studded with hundreds of pins, and inside was a filigree of wires, tubes and grids. Kin had seen things like it in the museum. It was a valve, a sort of Neolithic integrated circuit. Only this was a valve such as might be built by someone who had never developed the transistor, so that more and more ingenuity had been devoted to perfecting the existing technology. It made Kin think of Eftnik computers. The Efts had never discovered electronics, but they needed computers for their complex religio-banking organisations. So an Eftnik computer was 1,000 highly trained Efts, each one handling a small part of the math. It worked. But she'd be dipped in dog shit before she believed that the disc was built by a thermionic valve technology. The robot's arm whirred out of the wall. The panel was picked up and slotted into place with surprising speed. Almost before Kin could react, her new friend was rumbling off along the tunnel. It moved at a fast walking pace. She followed. She would survive. If they were going to kill her, they would have done it already. She'd live. Provided she didn't bank on it, she'd live. Once they passed another cuboid robot, wielding some kind of tool over some kind of exposed circuitry. It could have been a soldering iron. It could have been a printed circuit. Kin couldn't stop to check. Then Kin's robot reached a robot-shaped slot in the wall. Kin had a brief glimpse of sockets at the back of the slot before the robot reversed in with all the painstaking care of a fornicating porcupine. It stopped humming. Patently, the repairman had gone dormant. Kin considered for some time. The tunnels seemed endless. She could wander around in them for days. Then she'd die. But there was an alternative. She went back down the tunnel until she found the soldering robot. Wrenching off one of its arms was difficult, but she managed. She used it to hit the thing until it stopped humming. As an encore, she tossed the arm at the exposed circuitry, which sparked satisfyingly. Then she waited. When a small hemispherical robot repair robot rolled up, a few minutes later, she overturned it. It hummed at her reproachfully. The next one was a pear-shaped, multi-lensed blob travelling along a rail near the ceiling of the tunnel. Kin tried to bring it down with pieces of robot, but it swung away hastily. At least she had made her presence felt. Someone must repair the robots that repaired the robot repairing robots. All it took was time. Hours passed before a tank-like machine arrived. It was dented and lacked panelling and bore the stumps of various delicate manipulatory appendages. If this was the ultimate repairer, Kin supposed, then sheer time could have caused its battered state. On the other hand, the fact that Marco was sitting on its hull with a robotic arm trailing wires in each hand could have had something to do with it.
End of CD 6.